paddock bordered by Irwell Forest in North Canterbury is home to a quacky sanctuary for injured and homeless domestic and wild ducks. They're lovingly cared for by Kim Hartley. Cosmo Kentish Barnes ducked into the secluded rehab centre to find out more.
We've got Maddie there, Inky over there, that's Prudence there, the magpie. Is that Doreen beside her, named after my mum? Is that Murphy there? Murphy Moo, is that you? there's Aspirin. Mills! There's a few that are named after like pop stars. I've got a Beyonce, a Taylor Swift. So I have a lot of ducks here, as you can see, both wild and domestic. Some of the domestic ones are my own flock, and some of them are domestic ducks that have been either dumped. There's a river just down the road there that I've had some dumped at, or they have been given to me by people who have not been able to keep them themselves and haven't been able to find homes for them, because it's actually very hard to find homes for ducks with people who don't want to eat them.
So basically, you started North Canterbury Duck and Duckling Rescue.
Yes. I didn't actually intend to. I was actually living in Lowburn at the time when I started rescuing ducks, and it was winter, and the property I was living on had a lot of wild ducks on it, and there was a wild duck that showed up with 12 ducklings, and it was right coming into the coldest part of winter. It was 2015, and I happened to have a hutch where I was at the time, so I thought I might just try and catch them and keep them in there until the ducklings are older and see if I can give them a chance to survive. So I thought it would just be this one duck with her 12 ducklings, and they went really well, but then another one showed up, and another one, and another one, and I think it was getting close to about 60 ducks that year. So yeah, that was sort of how I started rescuing ducks. Had no intention of starting a duck rescue or anything, because I don't actually even own this property, I'm a renter. But yeah, I've always had a thing for sort of the ones that, you know, haven't got legs, or like Mills here have got legs that don't quite do what they should do.
Well, let's talk about Mills now. You are holding a duck, Mills, and Mills is your second in command, really.
Yes, she is. Goose might think he is, but he's more head of security. So I've hand-raised her, and she imprinted on me, and because she doesn't walk, obviously, spend a lot more time with her than some of the other ducks, but she's done an awful lot in her life, haven't you, Mills? You've been, she quite often gets commented on when I'm out in my car.
And you carry her by a sling that you've made.
Well, I don't actually carry her by this so much. This sling that she's wearing that goes around her wings has got a few purposes. One is when she's inside at night, she wears nappies, and she actually prefers to wear nappies rather than not wear them.
And she's got them on right now.
Yeah, I popped her inside one night on her bed just with some stuff down, because I'd just bought nappies and left them in the car and had to go and get them, and the noise she made because her nappies weren't on. So the nappies I put around her, and obviously they're human nappies, so they kind of adjusted a bit for a duck, but I safety pin them on either side to this thing here.
Yes.
Otherwise they ride down. And also she likes to, she thinks she's flying, but she likes to swing. This is like a little harness, and it attaches to, I've got a little swing inside, and I've got a bigger one over there on the tree. Yes, and she likes to just do that, don't you, Mills? And that's where her way of exercising, because she can flap her wings and move herself. And you can see when she's doing it, can't on the radio, obviously, but how she puts her head up and down, like kind of like kids.
Now Kim is swinging her on the harness, and she loves it. She's trying to flap her wings, isn't she? And her little legs, they're kind of moving with excitement, aren't they?
Yes, her legs are quite emotional. When she's excited, they move a lot. You can see her head's going up and down, like when a kid's on a swing and they sort of lean forward and back to get the swing to go. She does the same thing.
So she travels around with you in the car?
Yes, she does, and I quite often get people commenting. Most people are like, oh, she's so cute, look at the wee duck in the car. She sits up, I've got, show you over there later if you want, just set up a container and stuff in there so that she can, and she's got a bed on top, so she sits right up where she can see out the windscreen so she can see where we're going. So, of course, because of that, people can see her quite well as well. But one thing I did want to say, if anybody does see a duck in a car, I did have, the SPCA know me and they know Mills and they know she's fine, but they had a couple of calls from people who were a bit concerned because I think they saw a duck in a car with her legs like this, and they thought maybe she was being, I don't know, tortured or something. Yeah. But yeah, she's very happy in the car. She goes in the car with me a lot. Yeah, as I said, she's helped me raise ducklings. She's even been invited to consult on an IT meeting. I'm an IT contractor when I'm not looking after ducks, and contract I was on in the middle of the year. We were working with a third-party developer, and I had Mills out in the car. I was about to head home after the meeting, and they said, bring her in next time. So I like to say that she's been invited, haven't you, to consult on IT?
Ha ha ha! Around us are at least 100 ducks.
Yeah.
Does it cost you a lot of money to keep this going?
Yes, I'm spending at the moment, they're going through about 30 to 40 kilograms of food a day. It's costing me a good couple of hundred bucks a week just for the feed, and that just comes out of my own money. I don't get any sponsorship or funding or anything for that. I really wish I did. And then on top of that, there's costs like vet bills and hay, medical care like bandages and antiseptic creams, saline for washing out wounds and things like all those sorts of things as well. I feel like just about every time I buy something, it's for the ducks rather than myself. And also, to put the word out for donations of money is really great, and also other things like linen, towels, pillowcases that go over heat pads, that sort of thing. Pools, go through quite a few of those. They tend to split after a while.
And so they're the shell pools, aren't they? The clamshell pools.
But any sort of pool that that can be emptied out and refilled with water, like a little paddling pool type thing. Yeah.
And during the season, you sell duck's eggs.
Yeah, they're actually very easy to sell. They cover a very small part of the cost. I think each female that lays eggs probably pays for her own food and then maybe another one or two of the other ducks. And of course I also have drakes, that some of them are ones that have hatched here and other ones are ones that people have given to me because they couldn't rehome them. So if there's anybody out there who would like some drakes for their pond, they make great pets, and you can hear all the loud quacking. That's actually the girls. The drakes don't make noise.
Could you do with some help?
I could do with a lot of help. They're overwhelmed at the moment. I could do with volunteers, anything from helping care for the ducks through to helping me pull down fences, put up fences, move plants, move ducks, release ducks. So I'm actually looking at places to release them at the moment. The places I'm considering, I've got a couple of people who've contacted me through the Facebook page. If you look up North Canterbury Duck Rescue or Uninhibited Ducks, and I think there's a link to the Give a Little page there too.
Why ducks? What is it about ducks that you love?
They're really entertaining. They're actually a lot more intelligent than I realised. They've done studies and shown... Mills, okay. They're shown to be as clever as dogs. And, yeah, they're quite fascinating when you watch them. They've got almost their own language, and their behaviour's quite funny. The call that you hear, the duck call, it's got a lot of different tones and things, so you can hear the same call, but the way they say it could be anything from hello, how's it going, through to feed me right now, to there's a particular duck that I'm looking for, my mate or my sister duck or whatever that I can't find, and calling out to them. So yeah, they're always entertaining.
Have you learnt how to talk back to them? Like, do they understand you?
Well, they understand me, but I think it's more them understanding my language. They probably think they're human. Sometimes I try and say something in a duck way, and I'm sure that they probably say, poor human, she's just not that clever, can't understand our language. Milsey! But yeah, that's Milsey's. Pay me some attention. Crossed with, hello, how are you? There's one you can't actually see from here because he's in a run over there at the moment. Katrin, he's one of the first ducks I ever rescued in the winter of 2016. And I don't know if it was because he hatched in winter, but he had every health problem going. He had problems with his sinuses swelling up. He had problems with his legs. He had problems with his wings. There's a condition they can get called angel wing, which is due to too much protein in the diet. But some ducks I've found that get it even when you keep the protein at the level it's supposed to be. So he got that and had to have his wings strapped up, and he had he's my most loyal gent, actually. He's about 3.5 years old, and unlike the other mallards, he doesn't sort of get too aggressive with the females when it's mating season. He had a love affair last year with a duck called Storm, who was... He courted her from February through to about July before she agreed to be his mate. He'd be at every food bowl chasing other ducks away so she could eat first. He followed her everywhere. She was, meanwhile, sort of putting her attentions between him and another domestic duck that she'd decided she liked. But, yeah, eventually in July she started doing... They do something I call it the sideways head bob, where they bob their head on a diagonal down this way and up towards their mate, and that's their way of saying to another female, this is my mate, you can't have him, or to another male, you can't have me because I'm with him. Mm. Stormy started doing that at the start of winter, but it was quite sweet watching their little romance. So Catherine's just over there at the moment. And Mel's, yes, we know, we've already talked about you, sweetheart.
Do you ever think, why am I doing this?
Yep. Yep. But yeah, I just couldn't imagine not doing it. I mean, I'm just attached to them, and I love my ducks and Mel's. It's hard to explain. I'm just, yeah, they're so fascinating and intelligent, and I like the way with ducks and probably with any animal, you know what you get. They don't say one thing and then do something else. If a duck doesn't like you, they'll let you know, and if they do like you, they'll let you know. You're just what they're thinking is sort of written all over their faces sometimes.
Kim Hartley at her bird sanctuary. Kim welcomes donations and she needs to rent some more land for the ducks. So if you'd like to make contact, we've put a link to her North Canterbury Duck Rescue Facebook page on the RNZ Country Life webpage.